Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the free health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-821-4496. That's 1-800-821-4496. Call 1-800-821-4496.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next day, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Art Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Art Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com. How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio. AM 1580. WVKO. Columbus.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Vesta record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpacker's Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meatpacker's Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpacker's Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items.
This week's specials include smoked turkey wings or necks for just $2.99 a pound. Virginia baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. Pork spare ribs, $2.19 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, just $5.99.
Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Think outside the box? See a better way? Have a new idea for an invention, tool, or product? Hundreds have brought their ideas to life working with United Patent Research trusted professionals. United Patent Research, a platinum member of the United Inventors Association, have, with inventors just like you, patented, developed, and licensed new, successful products. Our professional team will guide you through all your patenting, trademark, and licensing needs. It's a fact. Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone that inspired the trillion-dollar telecom industry, just beat another inventor to the patent office by only a few hours. What if he had put it off? New legislation grants patent rights to the inventor who files first. Protect your idea before it's too late. Act now. Call toll-free 888-368-9145 for a free inventor's kit. Discover how to protect, patent, and profit from your unique idea. Confidential agents are standing by. 888-368-9145.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
Good morning, Columbus. You're listening to some great local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
I'm Omar Sharif.
Hey, welcome, Omar.
Nice to be here.
What's going on with you?
Watched Lawrence of Arabia last night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The original?
Mm-hmm. 50th anniversary.
Oh. Was it in the new 3D?
No. Nope.
I am still viciously trying to get to every store to pick up every kind of snowball or Twinkie that I can.
I don't think you really have much to worry about. You know, they're going to sell those to some other company, and the whole dang deal is bogus anyway. So, guys trying to bust the union. You know that, right?
Well, yeah. Well, they're obviously closing. So, I mean,
but they've said they plan on selling their marquee items to somebody else who will be able to produce those items.
Well, yeah, of course, someone's going to pick those properties up. But do you think it's going to be in the same family of the corporate structure?
Let me tell you a little story, mister.
Okay.
About a month ago, I was hungry, and I stopped at, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but I for some reason, got some Twinkies. They were horrible. They were not what I remember. And it had been years since I'd had a Twinkie. And I got some Twinkies, and they were just bloody awful.
Well, they're puffed plastic. What do you?
But they weren't puffy.
Oh.
They were dense and, it wasn't Twinkies as I remembered them. And they were just bloody awful.
Did you check the expiration date?
I did not. And I forget the movie where you know, the Twinkie's going to stay forever.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I forget that which movie that was. But I can believe that, actually, after my last Twinkie experience.
Well, I still enjoy a snowball. I will say that. Do you like the snowballs?
Not so much.
No? Not a coconut guy?
No, I like coconut as a general thing. I just don't care for the snowball.
No.
Nope.
What about the Suzy Q?
Nope.
Ding Dong?
Nope.
Ho Ho?
Nope.
Zingers.
Zingers? Oh, yeah, then the Dolly Madisons.
I think Zingers are not the same family.
They're the Dolly Madison family, but they're under Hostess.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah. As well as Home Pride Bread. There's a bunch of breads, too. Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
That's Hostess?
Yeah.
So long, Wonder Bread.
I know. Ever since the factory went out, which is now going to be condos over on 4th Street. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
The old Wonder Bread factory, which was going to be Artisan Studios, but because of the architectural...
I just remember, you know, going up to campus, you could smell the bread baking.
Yeah. Well, you still get to smell the Kroger donuts over there. They have a bakery over there.
Really?
Yeah. So there's the air of donuts.
Mm-hmm, Kroger donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
You're good. I've always been a Little Debbie boy myself.
Ugh.
What?
Oh, God.
That's what we grew up on. They were cheaper. But they're tasty.
Oh.
And Swiss cake rolls, you got two instead of one with the ho-ho.
They taste like lard.
No, they don't. Which?
Yes, they do.
There's like 100 products.
I am not a Little Debbie fan in any way, shape, or form.
I'm going to bring in a variety. We're going to do a taste test and see if you
know. No, we're not.
You don't like an oatmeal pie?
Nope, 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 nope.
What about the Christmas cakes?
Like anything from Little Debbie. If it says Little Debbie, I won't eat it.
Have you had every product that Little Debbie has made?
No, because I've had several.
Then you're being unreasonable.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Do you have a preference in your snack cakes then?
I like tasty cakes.
Tasty cakes.
Yeah, they're from Philadelphia.
Mm. Are they only in Philadelphia?
Yep.
Today on the show, we have Dr. Randy Sharma joining us from Project Zero. Hello, Randy.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Good. You ready for the big game today?
I am. It's going to be a stomper.
Yeah. It definitely is going to be. The ever were.
Hey, mister.
Yeah.
There's a caller on the line.
Oh.
Somebody who has a crush on you.
Oh, good morning, caller.
Hey, how are you? It's Veronica.
Hey, what's going on, pretty lady?
You guys are cracking me up. Listen, you can't talk to Michael about sweets or snack cake items. He's a snob. he likes a frozen Reese's cup, okay? But I survived high school on fudge rounds.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Fudge rounds and chocolate milk, like, every day. It was awesome.
I can totally see you doing that.
Yes, and I'm a big fan of the oatmeal pie, and this is kind of a sick, sad, macabre thing, but my mother was in the hospital several years ago, and I'm a huge fan of hospital vending machines.
Yeah.
They have the double-decker oatmeal pie.
Oh, yeah.
I know, and I'm having difficulty locating those anywhere. So if you're ever anywhere you find those, I will come do a taste test with you anytime.
All right. Now, how do you see, here's how I eat them. I smush them in the middle so the cream comes out the side, and then I eat the cream, and then I go to town on the pie.
Absolutely. The only way to do it, man.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's like Swiss cake rolls. I eat the rolled edge off first, and then I unroll it.
Correct, and then you squish it all up.
Yeah.
You have to do that with pizza rolls, too. You eat the corners, suck out the middle.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so on the suck out the middle part, I will leave you guys to your show.
Are you flirting with Chris?
I am, and I don't know why the Twinkie conversation didn't go farther. Michael doesn't like dense cakes with not enough cream filling, okay?
Well, he is our token straight guy on the show.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm driving. I got to turn left. This is a scary thing, so
okay.
I'll let you go.
Yep, don't hit anything.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Randy, do you have a snack cake preference?
Oh, I'm not into snack cakes. No, I was an oatmeal cream pie guy growing up.
Yeah,
or their little brownies.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Holy moly, this conversation has gone into the gutter.
Whatever, whatever.
Well, I love a Dunkin' stick too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
oh, you know what though? I think the best was the Zingers. The raspberry Zingers were my thing. Definitely
those are good.
Yeah,
those are definitely good. Those always remind me of holiday specials and Charlie Brown, because Dolly Madison was always the sponsor for Charlie Brown's like Christmas show or whatever, or Halloween show. So Randy is one of the key players in Project Zero Columbus. Project Zero is. Why don't you tell us about it? I'll let you.
Well. Project Zero Ohio is one of the things that, you know, I'm a primary care doctor. I'm a family practice doctor downtown. We have a pretty diverse population, but a pretty big gay population. And so we see a lot of HIV and AIDS patients. And it's one of those things where I think it's just become like the lost disease. You know, it's around. It lingers. But nobody really talks about it.
Yeah.
And we're still seeing quite a few new cases and ongoing cases. Here in Columbus and really across the country. And so part of what we're trying to do is remind people, you know, raise awareness again that this is out there, so people are more likely to protect themselves, you know, do their best to make sure that they remember it's out there and it doesn't get spread. And also there are huge gaps in funding. And so, you know, raising some funds by working with local crafters and local vendors to make exclusive handcrafted products to try to raise money to get some of these things done.
Oh, yeah. We have had on the show, of course, Columbus AIDS Task Force several times,
sure.
And the Cleveland AIDS Task Force and stuff. And one of the big topics that we keep talking about is the rise in infection rates here in Ohio. And one of our big mantras at Outlook is just that we've become apathetic.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I think part of that is, I mean, there's a variety of reasons. One, I think the fear is taken out of it because people think that drugs are no longer the cure-all for HIV and AIDS,
right.
Which really isn't the case. They give you a longer state of life, but it's not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, like, the meds they're great, and they're very effective, but they're also very expensive. And the access to care, it's not like, you know, a type of medication where there's a generic available and it's $4 or $10. I mean, these are thousands of dollars and the cost is really not coming down. And then you have to have ongoing testing done. So that's, you know, this is a combination of things. It makes it a lot more difficult to treat than people realize. At least the access to medications. I mean, if you, the one thing that I didn't understand, you know, I always thought that if you didn't have insurance and you needed medication, you just went down to the AIDS Task Force, now the you know AIDS Resource Center, and they would, you know, that social workers, and they would hook you all up, and you were all just, you know, could go skipping out of the office and go about your business. And that's not the case at all. They're very, very strict guidelines on the Ryan White funding and you know access to care in that sense.
Give us some examples.
Well, across the board, funding is, you got two big issues. You have a pool of money that's allotted for to the Ryan White Fund, which is for people who need access to care and are not insured or covered. That lot of money is certainly not growing. If anything, it's shrinking. But the medications are so good, you have a growing number of people that need to use it. So in the past, they could use that funding for things like dental care, for transportation to office visits, you know, for nutritional services. And now those areas of the program have been cut. So now you can use that. Pretty much, it's almost limited the best of my understanding, and it's a very complicated system to get through. To the best of my understanding, it's just medications and maybe two lab testing. But then, in order to get access to even that much, you have to make less than, I believe it's three times the poverty level, which is somewhere in the mid $30,000,
something like that.
Yeah, dollar range. And so if you make more than that, let's say $40,000, and you're not covered by insurance at work, well, you're going to fall in this hole where there's, you know, you're kind of in trouble.
Right.
You know, and even if you did qualify before, until about a year ago or earlier this year, there was a wait list of like 500 people that were also, that did qualify to get access to the Ride and Wait funding in the state of Ohio, but just were waiting. So you're pretty much waiting for somebody to die.
Right.
In order to move up that list. Fortunately, there was a lot of money that was released that helped wipe out the wait list, but still, there's still huge gaps in funding and you know, access to care.
Now, how does Project Zero actually address those gaps?
Well, as we what we're looking at doing, and one of the things is we're kind of seeing how this shakes out right now with the AIDS Resource Center. Originally, we wanted to be able to pay for meds. It's to help cover meds. Now, where we're at right now, it's going to take some time because you're looking at an average of, let's say, $1,200 to $1,500 a month. So for one person, you're looking at, you know, $15,000 a year.
Yeah.
We're not going to have that money for a while. So right now as soon as we heard about the AIDS Resource Center opening, what we were hoping would be able to address these issues, and I think they're doing a good job. So far, then there's another out-of-the-closet organization that's going to be supposedly trying to do the same thing. We may be able to use that to help with the other areas, the nutrition, you know, working with hopefully Project Open Hand on helping make sure people get the nutritional services they need or that they have transportation to their office visits, the clinic visits, because that's expensive, too. And if you don't have, you know, a lot of people quit their jobs or start working jobs under the table in order to qualify to meet the Ryan White requirements. And you know, being able to have a car and afford insurance and gas can be expensive too. So, you know,
right.
Getting access to monthly COTA passes and things like that. So those are, you know, we're going to start the little areas at some point in time. We kind of have to see how things shake out with the two new organizations, the two new clinics that they're rolling in, and how well they address the issues and where the gaps they find are too. So, you know, we have a good relationship with ARC Ohio. We have a great relationship with Joel Diaz, Emily Tony, and Peggy Anderson over there, and being able to kind of go, okay, you know, where are the issues right now? Where are the holes? Because I think it's going to take them a little while to figure out where they're having issues.
Yeah.
And then working with them.
Yeah. And I think with Obamacare coming online still coming online since it didn't get put down, I think it's going to get even more confusing for a little while, too. Supposedly everyone's covered, but where are the holes going to be with that?
Right, because we'll find them. It'll be, you know, it'll be a panicky situation when they do. It always is.
Yeah.
You know, like this last week something happened where we had a patient we thought was covered, and then all of a sudden it was like they got denied. You know,
yeah.
The coverage they had like last year, it's like, oh, crap. You know, my meds run out next week, and you're scrambling, trying to figure out what to do. So.
Yeah, and it's very important with HIV meds that you don't miss a dose.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, they are very timely dosed, and you can speak more to that.
Oh, it's a smart virus. I mean, it's a very aggressive virus, and just like with bacteria, when you have antibiotics, I mean, you can develop resistance. So if you have a medication you're on that's effective, and then you stop taking it for a period of time, you know, it may not be the same, you know, it may not be susceptible. It may, you know, to the same medication, so you could have something completely different that may not respond to that same medication that works so well for years. So,
what is the average? You know, average length that someone is can stay on one med. Oh, is that break time? All right,
we'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about that right after these breaks.
What outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults.
If you are in need of
sign and printing service.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults. Drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items.
This week's specials include smoked turkey wings or necks for just $2.99 a pound. Virginia baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. Pork spare ribs, $2.19 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, just $5.99.
Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
A Woman's Touch Tree Care.
Timber!
The ash borer is wreaking havoc on yards all over Central Ohio, and they have to come down. Are you in need of quality tree care? Then we know who to call. A Woman's Touch Tree Care. They can handle it all. Tree removal, thinning, deadwooding, brush cleanup, stump grinding, storm damage, trimming, shrub care, and just about anything you need done for landscape management. See what A Woman's Touch can bring to your tree care. Brandy Mobley, proud owner of A Woman's Touch Tree Care, brings quality service, quick response, and very reasonable rates to the business of tree care and landscape management. Here's what one satisfied customer has to say.
I called several companies to schedule estimates, and half of them didn't even return my calls. Brandy Mobley called me back the same day. She was thorough in her estimate, and it was very reasonable. She explained ways that I could save money on the removal. Her honesty was greatly appreciated.
Ever wonder what A Woman's Touch can do for a tree service company? Let Brandy show you. Call 614-732-1061 to schedule your free estimate. That's 614-732-1061.
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Well, Welcome back to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk, GLBT Radio, right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes, and on behalf of Omar.
Omar. Omar's still here.
Omar's still here.
Doing a slow burn. Software that acts up from time to time.
It's okay. It's a little chilly out there. It's just waking up.
You think it's the weather, do you?
Well, we did see that tree outside, or that bush is blooming in the almost winter when it should be blooming in the spring.
It's a hedge, and it blooms in the spring. And earlier this week, I noticed it decided to bloom.
And there's no global warming.
Climate change is a myth, as we all know.
Yeah. Even though it's been happening.
There are dandelions blooming in the back alley. I can go and show them to you right now. There's dandelions blooming.
Wow! So you can do that. Did you ever?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's fertilizer. They've been fertilizing a lot around here.
Nope.
Scott's been around.
Nope.
No miracle.
No.
No. So we're sitting with Dr. Randy Sharma from Project Zero in the downtown's physicians. We were talking about gaps in, we were talking about meds. Medication, meds, and I was curious if you know, like, once someone starts a med regimen, you have to stay on it repeatedly and on time and all that kind of stuff. How long does one drug last somebody before they have to switch?
You don't necessarily have to switch. I mean, if it's well controlled, and you get that, because what you're doing is you're with the lab work, you're looking at the, not just the CD4 count or the immune system. You're also looking at that you can measure the viral load or how many copies of the virus are there. And you know, if it's well controlled, people should be able to stay on that medication because it's working well and you're suppressing the virus and you shouldn't have this huge burst and you know, all of a sudden like a rally. The virus doesn't necessarily, if you're on your medication, it's working well, there's not going to be like some sort of a pep rally with the virus and they're just like, hey, and they go crazy. It doesn't work that way. So if you're on the right medication, you can stay on it.
Okay. Now, if someone is on medication, they have one form of the virus because there's many, it mutates.
Mm-hmm.
Can they get a different form of the virus and then have to switch meds?
They can, and they may have to have something added to it.
Okay.
So,
so I think that's one myth that a lot of people don't understand is
you
still have to play safe even after you've...
Correct.
Even if you're positive and someone else is positive.
Yeah.
You can get multiple forms.
Right. You can get a different strain of the virus. And so, you know, at that point, you don't know how that's going to necessarily, how susceptible it's going to be to the medication you're already on.
Right. Because if it's coming from someone that was already immune to it.
Right.
Right.
Resistant. Correct.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah.
What's coming up with Project Zero?
Well, let's see. Last year, we launched, you know, our big thing is working with local crafters, local vendors, and making awesome products. And so last year when we launched, we had Nina West come into the candle lab and make her own fragrance of a candle, which is the rainbow candle. That was awesome. They still smell great. We have the Pride soap, which is awesome. But now, last week, Made by Amy D just made us a special coffee cup sleeve for, you know, when you go to Starbucks or you go to wherever and you get your little, your paper coffee cup.
Right.
And they put that little cardboard sleeve in it. Really doesn't do anything except for, well, nothing. She made a very special one with our logo on it. It's made out of a felt-like product. It's really cool. It's like made out of recycled plastic, like 2-liter and 20-ounce soda bottles.
Oh, cool.
But it feels like felt. But she made that for us. And those are available over at the Candle Lab in the Short North. Those are awesome. I think probably the more fun event is going to be a night at the Bluestone on December 1st, which is going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be Mr. Fahrenheit and the Loverboys, who are a Queen tribute band, and everybody loves Queen.
Yeah.
There's going to be several other artists. Some members of the Columbus Gay Men's Chorus are going to be performing. Joshua P. James and the Paper Planes are performing. And then upstairs in that other event space, Scotty Nemitz and Lydia Beats are going to be spinning music, too. So it's going to be a really, really fun night. And it's going to be cheap. I mean, tickets are available now for
$8. $8, yeah.
$8. At the door, it's $10. We're hoping for a really, really good turnout because we think it's kind of what we like to do is bring in different components of our community and, you know, have a good time and introduce you to new bands or new, you know, local crafters, and then still be able to raise awareness at the same time and raise funds for HIV and AIDS here in Central Ohio.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great event. I know Live Local is all going to be there.
Awesome.
We cabbaged on to do our Christmas party there for all of our writers, so it's be bringing a big crowd of people there.
Yeah, and I also heard that if you can tell me about this, because this is more your area, there's going to be a silent auction as well. Is that correct?
Yes. So this month in Live Local, which comes out the day before Thanksgiving, is our holiday gift guide. So everything that is in the gift guide is going to be auctioned off to go to Project Zero.
Oh, wow. Like, what's going to be auctioned off? Because I haven't seen that list yet, so I'm kind of excited to see it.
It's funny. It ended up being a lot of booze, T-shirts, and crafts. So
that's what we like.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. So there's stuff from Ohio. There's Flimsy, Rockmill, Watershed, Traxler Tees.
Watershed?
Watershed.
Uh-huh. The band?
No, the distillery.
Oh.
Yeah.
My friend Colin is in Watershed, the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he drink Watershed vodka or gin?
I don't know.
What else is in there? There's Freedom Tees, Final Something.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm just trying to recall the last 48
hours. I think you're making it up.
No, it could be. Could be all the big things. We'll see on Wednesday when
sounds great.
Yeah. So everyone, come on. The Bluestone is the old BOMA, for those of you that don't know, mm-hmm. or haven't been out there yet. It's on East Broad Street.
Neat building.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of good artwork in there too.
Yep. And it's always like a cavern. I always feel like I'm missing something in there.
Yeah, it goes on and on. And you go upstairs, and it's like, oh, wait, there's a whole other room.
Yeah.
So.
And then when there's stuff downstairs in that downstairs room, that always, I never know where.
Oh, in the basement?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've only been there once when somebody's been doing anything in the basement, so.
Yeah. So how did Project Zero get started? Who's involved?
Oh, this is a good story. I don't actually manage people's HIV medications because it's always changing. It's so tricky, but I still have a lot of HIV positive patients. And so I had this patient that had been taken care of for years who was positive, didn't have insurance, really couldn't necessarily afford to get his testing done all the time they needed to. So we kind of made a deal where if he needed something, if he wasn't feeling well, I was kind of taking care of him for free, but with the thought that he needed to save his money and get his CD4 count and his viral load checked. And you kind of have an idea where the natural curve of somebody's CD4 count dropping goes. It's, you know, you can kind of go, okay, well, it's been a little while, but I bet it's somewhere in this neighborhood. And it finally got to the point where I was like, look, I know you need to be on meds. There's no point in, like, even having your testing done in my office because you're going to need to, you know, you need more resources. You're going to need to have access to a social worker. That knows the system and knows how to get the paperwork done. And so I said, why don't you go see Dr. Perry at Ohio State, who's fantastic. And so he did, and everything, you know, fine. Yeah. Happens to be in the office, and oh gosh, about a month later, I just see him in passing, and I was like, hey, where were your, I saw your counts, so they got you on medication, right? And he goes, no, I don't qualify. And I was like, you're mistaken. Go to the AIDS Task Force. And he's like, no, I don't qualify. And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, I make too much money. And that's the first time I realized that, you know, even I was mistaken on that, too. I thought it was, you know, hey, you got HIV. Here's some medication. Yay. Everybody's happy. It doesn't work that way. and so about a month or a month and a half later, he called and said he wasn't feeling well. And I was like, uh-oh, you know.
Yeah.
So when he came in, he looked awful. I mean, there are times when people look bad. There are times when people look really bad. And then there's times where people just look awful. And he looked terrible. Just, you know, sweaty. He had this weird odor to him. His face was puffy. You know, he's red, sweating bullets. And I was like, oh, this is bad. You know, and he's like, I keep coughing. Well, we had some samples of a pretty potent antibiotic, you know, because his biggest thing was that he was coughing and he had a fever. But his lungs were actually, you didn't hear anything. Didn't sound like any sort of a pneumonia. Didn't sound like, you know, bronchitis. And that immediately the first thought is, this is an opportunistic infection. This is bad.
Yeah.
So we gave him the medication. I said, hey, look, if you get any worse, you have to go to the emergency room. It happened that I was going out of town for a few days for a conference, and I came back to a huge pile of papers on my desk from Ohio State, and it was like, he was, you know, from the beginning, it's like, he's really sick. Oh, now he's bleeding out of his rectum. And then it's like, oh, we're doing tests. We don't know where he's bleeding from. We did a colonoscopy. I mean, it was, he's in the ICU. His blood counts, you know, it was bad.
Right.
And it's really frustrating, you know. And so the next time I saw him, he should have died. I mean, he should have died. Next time I saw him was in the nursing home. He'd probably lost 30 or 40 pounds since I'd seen him last. Pale, lifeless, hooked up to some IV with some neon green fluid running into him. It was terrible. I mean, I had to go back three times before he was actually awake and I could talk to him. Yeah. But even before that, I had reached out to Nina West, who I'd met once in passing, and was like, hey, I'm kind of, it's kind of like right after I realized that people didn't just magically get meds.
Right.
And I was like, look, I would love to work with you on some HIV and AIDS fundraising and awareness, you know, raising some awareness. And Nina was like, great, you know. So we started just kind of talking back and forth over Twitter. And we're like, well, if you do shows, you know, you could do a show twice a year or something, but you're going to, you know, you need something that's going to be a more constant source of revenue and income for programming. And so you can build this pool of money to help people out. And we thought, well, what do we like? What could we do? And somehow we both agreed that we love the Candle Lab. And they have such great candles. And they're such a great product. And we're like, well, what if we talk to Steve, the owner, who neither one of us really knew at the time either very well. And we talked to him and saw if he'd maybe be on board with maybe making a custom Nina scent and then, you know, using the proceeds for HIV and AIDS. So we're like, all right, that sounds like a good plan. Then we'll go from there. And so we sent Steve an email, just said, hey, we want to talk to you at some point about working with us on doing some HIV and AIDS, you know, fundraising. We have some ideas. So let us know when you have time to sit down and talk. Hadn't pitched the idea at all of what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And immediately he just wrote back. He's like, I'm in, just let me know what you want me to do. It's done.
Cool.
Which was awesome. So then we had Nina go in and do that scent, and you know, that went well. And then at the time, Megan Green from Stinky Bomb Soaps, who make these really awesome glycerin soaps, Megan was working, was managing the Candle Lab in the Short North, and she wanted to get on board. And so then she made a custom soap, which is like a rainbow soap with layers of the rainbow. And you know, and then Amy D approached us, and you know, it just seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
When you have somebody that you respect, you know, and you like their product, and they, you know, I ran to Amy D at ComFest. You know, we were looking through her stuff, and we'd never met before, but one of my friends knew her, was like, oh, this is Randy, and blah, blah. She goes, oh, wait a minute, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. She goes, we need to talk. We'd love to do something with you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, just like, that's a really nice sentiment, but you're just saying that. And then, you know, a few months later, she actually sent me an email like, no, seriously, we need to talk. And you know, having that happen, and having a few other people that, you know, I think in the next month, maybe even in time, I doubt it, maybe even in time for a night at the Bluestone, I think there's going to be a new candle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From the Candle Lab as well?
Yeah, the Candle Lab, what we want to do is, you know, Nina is going to be a bright, sunshiny character, but then there are different people in the community that have their own personality,
right,
and their own career field, but you know who they are. And so having some of these people come in and make their own and try to make it almost like a seasonal type of thing.
Mm.
But we have somebody in mind that we've talked to that wants to do it. We've got to find time in their schedule and our schedule to make it happen. Having them do a more winter type of candle.
Nice.
You know, and the Nina candle has its own special label. And we're like, well, what if we started actually taking local artists that we like, you know, that we really like their art, and having them make each one of these special labels, So if
oh, cool.
So this person that is hopefully going to be doing a candle soon is able to do it, there's somebody that she works with very closely that does artwork that we would love to have him do the label.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so kind of cool. Evolving a little bit, making having fun.
Who's your fiscal agent? Do you guys, or who are you guys going through on the back end? Like, where does the money get?
Well, right now it's we're still working finishing up our paperwork for our nonprofit status.
The never-ending paperwork for that.
Yeah, that never ends.
No,
ever. Ever. So
it's
right now,
huge. It's
at the mention of the back end. I think it's time once again.
We'll be right back with more Radio Outlook.
It's
right after
so this. Gay. And proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay. Well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
A woman's touch tree care.
Timber!
The ash borer is wreaking havoc on yards all over Central Ohio, and they have to come down. Are you in need of quality tree care? Then we know who to call. A Woman's Touch Tree Care. They can handle it all. Tree removal, thinning, deadwooding, brush cleanup, stump grinding, storm damage, trimming, shrub care, and just about anything you need done for landscape management. See what A Woman's Touch can bring to your tree care. Brandy Mobley, proud owner of A Woman's Touch Tree Care, brings quality service, quick response, and very reasonable rates to the business of tree care and landscape management. Here's what one satisfied customer has to say.
I called several companies to schedule estimates, and half of them didn't even return my calls. Brandy Mobley called me back the same day. She was thorough in her estimate, and it was very reasonable. She explained ways that I could save money on the removal. Her honesty was greatly appreciated.
Ever wonder what a woman's touch can do for a tree service company? Let Brandy show you. Call 614-732-1061 to schedule your free estimate. That's 614-732-1061.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items.
This week's specials include smoked turkey wings or necks for just $2.99 a pound. Virginia baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. Pork spare ribs, $2.19 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, just $5.99.
Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
And welcome back. You're listening to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm still Chris Hayes.
And I'm still ignoring you.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I just don't think we're going to work out all what.
It's the Twinkie thing. It's, you're a Twinkie and I'm not.
But can't we just get along?
Oh, we can get along.
Okay.
I like you.
That is saying something.
Because I don't like a lot of people.
No, you do.
There's a whole bunch of people I just don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
We are still sitting here with Dr. Randy Sharma from
Good
Project
Morning. Who, by the way, I like.
Oh, yeah. Hey. So. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
I feel much better. This is a great way to start my day. Somebody likes me.
Yeah, Randy's a good guy.
I try.
You do. Where were we at before we went off?
We're talking about fiscal agents and money and where things go.
Which are boring.
Right.
It's boring.
Okay.
So well, talk about something else besides money.
Money.
Oh, you know.
Money.
You know, sometimes at the end of Nina's shows, the big shows, they'll do an encore number, they give money to charity, and then Nina gets real smart and starts going, well, we're trying to hit this much, you know, and we'll do another number. But I'll tell you who I actually paid to have come back out was Cool Ethan. Have you ever seen Cool Ethan, Drag King?
I don't know if I have.
I don't know what the story is with Cool Ethan, but Cool Ethan's been watching way too many Michael Jackson videos and has the footwork down. I mean, I was sitting there staring at like, whoa. Yeah, I was like, I want to see that again. Yeah, definitely, and it's kind of interesting seeing the drag kings join the drag queens now, and you know some of them on these shows. So it's pretty cool,
yeah,
pretty awesome. But definitely check out Cool Ethan.
Drag king is a phrase with which I am unfamiliar.
Oh well, a drag queen is a male that dresses up as a female.
I kind of had it figured out.
Drag king.
I kind of had it figured
female
out.
Female that dresses up like a male,
like Michael Jackson. For example.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows what he was. That's very confusing.
Yeah, I was confused. Yeah.
I'm still confused with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's double drag. That's what we call it. You dress up as someone that you don't know who someone else is.
Yeah.
As a white person.
Yeah.
For example.
Oh, you can do racial drag. I didn't even think about that. Mm. Whoa. So is that a drag race?
I don't know. Well, we used to try to figure out if you were dressing up as drag and then you dressed as drag in drag.
Oh, no. We should actually see if Nina would do this number that she did last year at a Christmas party, which in I think in a show. Do you remember that SNL skit, Dick in a Box?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was like Nina and Frisia were Nina and Frisia, but then they came out dressed as dudes doing that.
Oh yeah,
it was really confusing. It's like, wait, so it's a queen as a dude, and this is
really double drag.
Yeah, gave me a headache.
It does.
Yeah.
So we have just a couple minutes left. What else is going on with Project Zero?
Oh, you know, it was kind of a. You know, it's always interesting because you have three of us at the core, me, Nina West, Stephen Weaver, and it was just one of those, the summer was a little bit hectic for all of us, I think, in different ways. You know, Steve just had a baby, Nina was Nina, who, I don't know how Nina keeps up with the schedule, and, you know, I was just busy with things, so it's kind of just... Kind of getting ready to kick back into gear. We wanted to do a product every quarter or so, and we kind of slacked on that for a minute. But you know, it's getting back on. You know, really trying to get back out there and find the products that we want. You know, and getting those produced and making sure they're the right things, making sure that they're awesome. I mean, you know, there's a couple other people that have that we want to work with, that want to work with us, that we think could make awesome products, but. The products they make may not we made it tweak them a little bit, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, working on those type of things, but definitely getting back out there and, you know, relaunching our website so it's actually functional and you can buy the products there. Those are really kind of where we're starting. Then trying to really start feeling out the other is if you know, when we sit down with ARC Ohio, if they really do feel like they are have got a pretty good grasp on covering patients that do fall in that funding gap that don't have insurance, which even if people do have insurance and if they have insurance and they need to get their HIV meds, there's still a pharmacy there at ARC Ohio. And, you know, when people get their HIV meds there, I believe that it actually can help fund getting meds for people that can't because the price is still the same, but the difference between wholesale and retail, and, you know, they can use that funding for some other stuff. I know when they were opening, I saw you there at the opening.
Yeah.
You know, they were still going through, you know, looking through that paperwork of how does this work.
Right.
Not in a bad way. It's just, it's so confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully sitting down with that crew there and figuring out if they really are catching Airbus, then, you know, then how do we work with... We tried to reach out to CODA, and CODA can be, it's been a little bit of a challenge. But maybe like Project Open Hand, making sure people, you know, that are living with HIV have the nutrition, and access to the nutrition that they need. So, you know, working with different organizations, and again, just really making sure that we raise awareness of that this is still, I mean, you still have 300 plus people every year, just in Columbus and Franklin County, that get infected with HIV.
That's crazy.
You know, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. It is.
It shouldn't be happening.
No.
But there's no face on it. I mean, who, like, when somebody says, oh, HIV, you don't, part of the problem is that there is no public face on it because Magic Johnson's has kind of quit, you know.
Right.
Doing it. You see him on the NBA finals and he's doing color commentary and, you know, dude, at least wear a red ribbon.
Right.
You know.
Well, doesn't he claim that he got cured?
I don't know that he claims that he got cured, but, you know, whatever. It, like, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But there are other public figures that are positive.
Right.
They're just not saying anything. You don't have a public. You don't have a face on it. Magic Johnson's off here acting like he doesn't have anything anymore. And so people do have that you know that idea that oh well wait a minute it's cured or it's not a problem or you know it's like no
people just forget that he even had it
And unfortunately we have over 300 people every year here in Franklin County that get reminded that, it's still here.
Yeah. Where can people get products?
Well...
And how can people get involved?
We're going to start our email list probably on December 1st, you know, setting up for that. You can certainly like us on Facebook at Project Zero Ohio. Follow us on Twitter at Project Zero Ohio. We're going to be relaunching our website, hopefully in the next month or so. And you can get products there. And then otherwise at the Candle Lab, which they have four locations. I know that they all have the Nina West, the Rainbow Candle, and the Pride Soap. Amy D, hopefully, will ramp up with her a little bit and get some of the coffee cup sleeves, new coffee cup sleeves there, which are awesome. But definitely at the Candle Lab in the Short North. You know, because that's probably where we're selling most of our product, because it's Short North.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think the address is 751 North High Street. Go in there, you know, they have a display up. While you're there, you can make your own candle if you want. Love that place. So.
And, of course, on December 1st at the Bluestone, you can join us all for the big Project Zero party.
Yes.
Where we'll be... whooping it up with everybody else. The products will all be there, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have them there. People can purchase them if they'd like to. You know, and it's going to be a great event. There'll be so many different facets of our community there. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, and it's holiday season, so make sure that you buy a gift that has a little extra meaning this year. Is there someone on the radio? Nope.
There's someone on the radio.
I mean, on the... Is there someone on the radio? Who's doing this thing?
Mm-hmm.
If everyone out there, if you're listening and you need a gift or a candle or a coffee sleeve, make sure to support Project Zero and help in the funding gaps here in Central Ohio across Ohio.
It would be much appreciated, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any parting words?
No. Just be good to each other.
There we go.
You know?
Be excellent to one another.
Yeah. When you see something going on, you know, do something. Don't just talk about it. Take action.
Exactly. Certainly. And everyone play safe every time.
All righty, then.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you back here next week.
See? It really doesn't matter which team you play on. Team Radio Outlook has lively discussion for everyone. So join us again next Saturday. And the chat continues online when you like Radio Outlook on Facebook and follow us at Radio Outlook on Twitter.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to
one. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.